Chapter 3. Hive Hell's Reach. The Thunderhawks touched down on a landing pad that was clearly designed for freight use. Cranes moved and servitors droned out of their way as the gunships came down in a hovering shower of engine wash and heat shimmer. Ramps clanged onto the landing pad's surface, and the four gunships disgorged their living cargo. 100 knights in orderly ranks, marching into formation before their Thunderhawks. Watching this display, and desperately trying not to show how impressed he felt, was Colonel Saren of the Armageddon 101st Steel Legion. He stood with his hands clasped together, fingers interlaced, over his not inconsiderable stomach. Flanking him were a dozen men, some soldiers, some civilians, and all nervous to varying degrees about the 100 giants in black armor forming up before them. He cleared his throat, checked the buttons on his ochre greatcoat were fastened in correct order, and marched to the giants. One of the giants, wearing a helm shaped into a grinning skull mask of shining silver and steel, stepped forward to meet the colonel. With him came five other knights, each carrying swords and massive bolters, but for one, who bore a towering standard. Upon the banner, which waved lazily in the dull breeze, a scene of red and black depicted the skull-helmed knight bathed in the golden purity of a flaming aquila overhead.
"I am Grimaldus," the first knight said,
his gem-like eye lenses staring down at the portly colonel.
"Reclusiarch of the Hell's Reach Crusade."
The colonel drew breath to make his own greeting, when the 100 knights in formation cried out a chant in skin-crawling unity.
"Imperator Vault!"
Saren glanced at the ranks of knights, formed up in 5 ranks of 20 warriors. None of them seemed to have moved, despite their cry in high Gothic, "The Emperor wills it."
"I am Colonel Saren of the 101st Steel Legion, and overall commander of the Imperial Guard forces defending the Hive."
He offered a hand to the towering knight, and turned the gesture quite smartly into a salute when it became clear the knight was not going to shake hands. Muted clicks could be heard every few seconds from the helms of the knight standing closest to him. Saren knew full well they were speaking with each other over a shared vox channel. He didn't like it. Not at all.
"Who are these others?" the first knight asked.
With a war maul of brutal size and weight, he gestured to Saren's staff, arrayed in a loose crescent behind the colonel.
"I would meet every commander of this hive, if they are present."
"They are present, sir," Saren said. "Allow me to make introductions."
"Reclusiarch," Grimaldus growled. "Not sir."
"As you wish, Reclusiarch. This is Syria Tyro, Adjutant Quintus to General Kurov."
Grimaldus looked down at the slender, dark-haired female. She made no effort to salute. Instead, she spoke.
"I am to act as liaison between off-planet forces such as yours, Reclusiarch, and the Titan Legion, and the soldiers of Hive Hell's Reach. Simply summon me if you require my aid."
She finished.
"I will,"
Grimaldus said, knowing he would not.
"This is Commissar Falkov of my command staff," Colonel Saren resumed.
The officer named clicked his heels together and made an immaculate sign of the aquila over his chest. The Commissar's dark uniform singled him out with absolute clarity among the ochre-wearing Steel Legion officers.
"This is Major Mordecai Riken, 2nd Officer